At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Why do you do that to me?
Don't be mad at me because of your bad idea. You do that to me all the time.
You always say,
Paulie, you saw that, right?
No,
I watched. You saw that. You watched that unfold.
That whole exchange.
In one, Paulie, am I not right?
Oh my
out of one
God.
Side of his mouth, he always says, "There are no bad ideas. We need more ideas." You're always encouraging us. Just shout out your ideas because you know you don't shout out enough ideas. And then I do one, and
I didn't
you give me
respond.
A look like that's oh a horrible
God.
Idea.
I didn't even
I can see it in your eyes.
I did. What are you, a psychic now? I didn't even respond.
Oh man, that was fun.
Was that? You saw it unfold.
I watched
right?
the whole thing.
We can't find a do this. So if you guys have any ideas, send us a do
this. Yeah, there we go.
Something that happened.
Crowdsourcing. There's a good idea.
This thing.
We're trying to think a step ahead.
So he says, did you see the Chiefs game where Kareem Hunt fumbled and Travis Kelce went and
gave him a big hug on the bench and they came back. They were down 11 and they rallied after that. Like good supportive teammates is something that we should praise and encourage.
So I looked over at him. And I was in my mind, I was thinking, okay, a teammate picked up a teammate for making a mistake, which happens.
It does.
75,000 times. We're going to highlight this on due to this. And I didn't even respond. And then he looks at me and goes, well, if you can come up with something better, go ahead. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything. I didn't say a word. And I go, don't get mad at me for your bad idea.
Yeah. Hey, don't get mad at me for your bad ideas. And then we're on the air.
So good. And then the music came on. So funny.
Got Craig Elston joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about SDFC's playoff game tonight at Snapdragon Stadium. It is a feast week.
I'm hyped, dude.
There's a lot of sports this week.
I'm hyped.
Starting tonight, not only with SDFC, but of course, the Players Era Festival gets underway in Las Vegas. Massive college basketball week. Maui Invitational as well.
Troy plays at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we're going to watch Troy.
Oh, it's on.
It's not on.
Yeah,
remember?
One hour. Yeah. Can they go double overtime, triple overtime, quadruple overtime in their next game?
Who do they play today?
Like Toledo, Paulie said.
Yeah,
no one's. It's not even on television, is it?
No.
We're curious to see what Troy is going
to
do.
Remember, we wanted
next.
To run it during our show just to, you know, watch the most exciting college basketball team on the planet, the Troy Trojans. And they're like, Paulie goes, too bad. They're not even on TV. That's a mistake by the networks. So I don't know what to tell you.
Were you not paying attention last week?
Well, this is a week, too, where, you know, like, people are off. There are people that have taken this whole week off. Most of our building is not here today. So I think, you know, get this. They're an exciting team.
They do have an insane college basketball schedule today.
All day long
but
you can watch college basketball. It's culminates at the end of the day with San Diego State taking on Michigan later tonight, which all of a sudden, of course, we talked about it after the loss to Troy last week. San Diego State has made this game much more important than it really needed to be.
Yeah.
Had they taken care of business against Troy, you play Michigan and you get benefits either way. Win or lose, you know, you played a tough opponent. Hopefully you played them well. And even if you lost, you go, that's all right. That's going to look good on our resume just playing that game at the end of the season.
Sure.
But once you lose to Troy, now the pressure is on. You need to stack a couple of really good non-conference wins to offset what is going to be viewed as a bad loss on your resume. So I'm not saying it's a must-win game for San Diego State tonight. I would hate to put the pressure on when they're 6.5-point underdogs against a really good Michigan team that, by the way, I think the report is like $13 million on their roster. Like, that's what they're paying their players.
My Lord.
For their roster. It's like 12 guys on a college basketball team. They're paying them about $1 million or more each.
And I guess I had forgotten this. I was just looking at this article by Mark Ziegler in the UT. We almost were going to be going up against Magoon tonight, against Magoon Gwath. They were really close on getting him. And he had had several meetings after he entered the portal last year. He spoke with their coach, his staff, multiple times. They talk about the campus, the academics, about schemes, the Big Ten, and of course, about money. And then a week later, he withdrew from the portal, returned to the Aztecs saying, my heart was still here. So would be incredible to see Magoon go in after one game under his belt, Ben, and, you know, kind of take this game over.
You could cynically think, well, maybe they didn't offer enough money.
Yeah,
they did.
They did.
They offered more money than San Diego State could have dreamed of offering him, and he still decided to come back to San Diego State.
Which is amazing.
Which all these you kids gotta love get, them for.
These kids get a lot of grief these days. They really, really do. Okay, you want one, you know, that matches up with the way that it quote unquote should be. Here's one. Magoon Gwath should be celebrated, I guess. Or like,
I've never seen a guy say, thank you for my time here. I'm out. I'm going into the transfer portal. Best of luck, guys, and then come back. Like, that never happened.
It's so rare.
I did not believe it when that actually came through that day.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad he did come back. I can't say even if that was the right move or not. You don't know.
100%.
You really don't know.
Guy literally could be playing tonight as a millionaire if he wanted to be. Right. He would have been a millionaire playing this game against the Aztecs, and he didn't. And there are a lot of people out there like, hell yeah, that's the way it should be. You know, like, okay, well, there's one for you.
Yeah.
There's one for your crazy column.
And, of course, there's the other story about, you know, Dutch going up against the place where he was an assistant
sure.
for many years. First under, well, never under Steve Fisher when he won the championship. And then I didn't remember this. He had stayed for another season under their Ellerbe, the guy who replaced Steve when Steve Fisher got fired. And then when Fisher got hired at San Diego State, he talked Dutch into coming out from Michigan and joining him and becoming his, you know, top assistant coach. So he'd even stayed another year after Fisher was gone at Michigan. So that's an important place, an important school for Brian Dutcher. I'm sure he'd love to get the win tonight, but mostly for his team to add to their resume because they need a big win. If they don't get it today, then tomorrow they get another chance against another good team in Oregon. But none of these games are going to be easy. This has become the premier tournament in college basketball in just a couple of short seasons. They are the best games. Got Gonzaga, Alabama, number 13 against number 11. Notre Dame against Kansas is one of the earlier games today in college basketball at the MGM Grand Arena there. They've got like two different brackets, two different arenas, two different networks. I think the SDSU game's on True TV tonight. The other games are on TNT. But it's become a massive event every year in college basketball in just three short seasons.
It's going to be a blast. Is it same time as SDFC tonight?
It's a half hour later. SDFC kicks off at 7. San Diego State tips off at 7:30.
Okay.
Which is not ideal.
And it's going to be, where will it be seen, this big tournament?
So True TNT TV? And True TV. The okay. Aztecs are on True TV.
All right.
It's like the college, you know, NCAA all right. tournament all over again.
All right. And who's going where?
Stream on Max as well.
I'm going iPad for the Aztecs, and I'm going big screen for the soccer match.
See, now, I will probably go laptop for the SDFC game because it's on Apple and it looks good on a laptop, and I'll go TV for San Diego State basketball.
Well, if it's Apple and it looks good on a laptop,
it looks good
really
on,
good
yeah.
on a TV. What's a better sport for watching in smaller? I can watch football on a phone. It doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't. I can watch a football game on my phone, and it's fine. I think with soccer, I need the vastness of it. Basketball, I think, is better on a phone than maybe soccer would be.
I think I like the opposite. I like basketball on the big TV, and soccer I can watch on the smaller screen, like a like an iPad or a laptop.
I'm just dragging a second TV out from the office.
It's a good move.
And so they'll be near each other. I got a Roku. I can get the... I'll probably have the Aztec game on the big screen.
Yeah.
With sound, and then... probably have SDFC on the smaller screen.
I'm going to do a sound mix. I'm just going to have them both really loud at the same time and see if I can drive my wife insane.
Now, both games, if they don't go overtime, usually right about 2 hours. Soccer and basketball are fairly prescribed in their length. But remember that the rules have changed for SDFC. Now, if it's tied after regulation, they go to 2 15-minute overtime periods rather than straight to penalty kicks, which is what they did in the first round. So if you end up tied, you play 30 more minutes of soccer. And then if you're tied after that, then you go to the penalty kicks at the end of the game.
Okay.
Which is, Mikey Varas talked a little bit last week about the strategy behind that. And he said, I mean, you think about it, but ultimately you still have to just play to win the game. And then at the end, you start going, okay, well, we may go to penalty kicks. Who do I want out there potentially to be my penalty kick takers if we get to the end of the game? But you're not thinking about that halfway through going, what if this goes to penalty kicks? You can't obsess over it the entire game.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just fired up, man. I told Hannah last night, it's a freaking playoff game tomorrow, one and done. For SDFC tonight, going to be really, really special. And, would love to see a win, man. Keep this thing rolling. It's been such a blast. I had no idea I was going to wake up. If you had told me at the beginning of the year, oh, man, on playoff day, you're going to wake up, you're going to be fired up to watch that game, I wouldn't have believed you. I was going to be, oh, I'll check it out. I got way into it. And like Darren Smith talked about on Friday, it's not just the game. Like, the game's been great. It's the players. It's the Bombinos. It's the Pellegrinos. It's the Anders Dreyer.
It's great.
It's all of those dudes where you're like, now this is a group I can absolutely get behind. It's been pretty cool.
And Carlos asking, is Anders Dreyer healthy to play? Remember, had the quote.
Yes.
I've got it here from Mikey Varas when asked about the availability of Anders Dreyer and Chucky Lozano last week. Quote, yes.
Yes.
End quote.
Yes.
That's all he said. Yes, they are available.
Man, a few words.
Yes. Yes. Asked
and answered.
Yes. By the coach.
Zero elaboration whatsoever. Correct.
Didn't need any, as Darren said. What do you need to elaborate on? Are they playing? They're ready?
Yes.
Yes. Excited, dude. Excited. 6:30 kickoff?
7 o'clock
yeah. Kickoff.
It's 2 hours.
Right around
maybe
bedtime.
More if there's...
That's okay.
Now, the worst case would be SDFC goes overtime. The Aztecs come down to the wire. It'll be like 9:30, and both games will be in the absolute, like, the throws at the end.
All right, we're
trying
to
figure out what's going to happen. But
we're going to get it all figured out.
Okay? I don't want it to go overtime. Overtime would be very stressful. One and done overtime in soccer.
Ooh. Terrible.
It's like hockey. You know, when you get to the Stanley Cup Finals and you're in overtime, and like it's like the worst.
Goal's
going to end in any second.
Baseball too.
I don't think they don't do golden goals, so it's not like a walk off. If you gave up a goal, you'd still get to keep playing, but you know you're in a lot of trouble at that point. You give up a goal in overtime. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get to don't do this. Tweet and delete.
Yeah,
and tweet and delete is always interesting from a professional athlete.
How about a little stabbing? Before a football game,
sure.
To get the juices going. Literally, the juices.
Not fans. Not opponents.
Nope. Teammates. Yep.
It's probably never a good sign about how the game's going to go, but we will talk about it coming up next. Plus, crowdsourcing your do this ideas. Please.
Still haven't seen any
send
yet.
Send them to us quickly before I get in trouble again from Woods. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get to Don't Do This, just a reminder, our biggest fan announcement is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Listen at 9 a.m. for the next name to be called with a chance to qualify for our night in an Odyssey suite at a Padres game next season. 20 tickets for you and your friends, plus catering from Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. When we announce the names, you have 10 minutes to call us back, but you need to get your name registered first at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. That's 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Now it is time for DDT. It is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do
set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com. All right, I will start in the NFL, where the New York Giants played a pretty entertaining game against the Detroit Lions. We're actually looking at pulling off the upset yesterday. Had the lead by 3 in the fourth quarter. Had a really cool trick play. Did you see the Jameis Winston, the throwback to the quarterback play that they had? Took, you know, had a lead in the fourth quarter. They're driving down. It is fourth down and goal at about the 5-yard line. Now they're up 3 with a few minutes left in the game. What would you do in that situation, offensive coordinator Woods, now
all right,
that you've lived the life of the OC?
We're
up 3.
Up 3.
You've got fourth and goal, just a few minutes left. So the other team probably has time for one possession left. You can kick the field goal and go up 6, or you can try to go for the touchdown. But if you don't get it, you're only up 3, but they've got the ball deep in their own territory, a longer way to go. But a field goal would tie the game and send it to overtime. What do you do in that situation?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Going for the touchdown.
That's what the New York Giants did.
That's
they went
I'm
for
doing.
The touchdown.
I'm trying to win a ball game here.
Incomplete pass.
Bummer.
Detroit gets it, goes down, kicks a field goal as time expires to force overtime.
Okay.
And then they win it in overtime on a Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown. So, had they kicked the field goal and gone up by 6, you can make the argument, well, they would have not had time to get
the
touchdown.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. Malik Nabers.
I'm trying to win a football game. That's
what
I'm
doing. Who is out for the season and presumably was watching on television with his phone, tweeted at that time, sometimes I think they be making us lose on purpose.
Because
it's no way, bro. You throw the ball instead of running it to make them burn 2 timeouts. Then you don't kick the field goal. Then they have to go down and score. Football common sense. Am I missing something?
The running it is different
than
throwing it. They
did throw an incompletion on second down, I think, that stopped the clock and
gave
Detroit a little bit more time.
59-yard field goal?
Yeah, that's what it ended up. Well, no, not for the Giants. That's
a 59-yard
field goal is what they hit.
Woo!
And had they obviously been down by six, it wouldn't have. They would have had no chance.
That's true.
So in that sense, you know, after the fact, Malik Nabers was probably right. But I agree with you.
Yeah, I think I'm going for it.
You go for the 2-score lead.
J-Dub says they threw on second, third, and fourth.
Second, third, and fourth.
Oh my God!
Well, at fourth, you can throw it because it's the second and third downs that are the that you're not burning any clock.
Yeah, and then he deleted that, right?
He did delete it very quickly.
I don't even fault him. I don't fault him.
Being frustrated?
No, God, no. He's a competitor.
I think he clearly wants his team to win.
Correct.
Is it a bad look
it's
when
a bad
the
look.
Player is tweeting about the coaching decisions that he doesn't like that aren't necessarily wrong? Again, yeah, you could have been smarter about running the clock more because Detroit was out of timeouts, but I don't have any problem with going for it on fourth down there.
I really don't either.
In fact, it helped the Dallas Cowboys win a game in that same situation. They went for it, didn't get it, but they had the Eagles pinned deep and eventually forced the punt and then went down and kicked the field goal to win the game. That's part of the strategies. If you don't get it, you pin the team deeper. You kick a field goal. Nowadays, you kick off, they're probably going to get the ball at the 35 or the 40 or something. It's like they're almost, you know, halfway down to score that touchdown to beat you anyway.
You need like 20 yards.
Yeah, well, they would have needed a touchdown if you had kicked the field goal, but still, you only need like 55, 60 yards. Then you lose instead of go to overtime. I didn't think the strategy was wrong.
No, and again, if you run the football, bleed some clock, I get it. That makes sense to me, but the going for it, being aggressive, I like that in my head coaches.
If it works, great.
Yeah,
and
you're
if it
a genius.
Doesn't, then you're an idiot.
Then you put on your defense. Like, make a stop, and we win a ball game. So, this was a crazy story that came out Saturday morning. I was just scrolling Twitter, and I saw that a University of Alabama at Birmingham football player is under arrest after allegedly stabbing two of his teammates at the facility.
Teammates.
Saturday morning, hours before kickoff. Neither of the players who were in the hospital with life-threatening injuries, nor the alleged aggressor has been identified. He actually has been identified. His name is Daniel Mincy, and he is a 6'3", 315-pound, I believe he's an offensive lineman, yes, redshirt freshman. He's being held for attempted murder right now. And again, circumstances are unclear. You know, believe what you want. I saw on Twitter that, you know, which, you know, again, it's alleged. The stabbing's not alleged, but the reason behind it was there was an incident at practice the day before and came in and was like, I'm not taking your guys' grief, and literally stabbed two of his teammates and is not only going to, you know, not play football anymore, he's going to go to jail, prison, for attempted murder.
That's so, not good.
Not
that's
a good,
not good that's for not camaraderie.
It's not a good game day.
It's
not
never,
good. You'd rather have guys in the locker room rubbing off on each other.
In a
good culture,
way.
In a positive way, instead of stabbing guys.
I thought it was wild that game even went on and continued.
Yeah.
How do you play that game if you're...
I think because the guys were... It was non-life threatening, you know, and I don't... You know, I think it was like, oh, are they okay? They're in an ambulance. They're going to be okay? All right, we go. You know, and they did. Which was pretty nuts. Oof. And now it's time for some doo-doo this on a Monday.
Mega doo-doo.
No, I'm not doing it.
Do it. Everyone wants to hear it.
No, you do it.
No,
everybody
wants to hear it.
You making fun of me?
I'm not making fun of you. There's no bad ideas.
I'm going to do another don't do this story.
Okay, go ahead.
I just saw this one, and I think it's crazier than maybe the yours.
What is
University
what do
you mean, of the Georgia lineman Nyjer Daniels, redshirt freshman, arrested, apparently reckless driving, trying to evade authorities.
In Georgia, you say?
In Commerce, Georgia. And there's no details here, but he's also been charged with 2 counts of cruelty to children, which is like, okay, that requires some explanation here. Cruelty to, he's a freshman.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. Cops gave chase. Daniel's mother allegedly got in the way. They only arrested Nyler after officers say a UGA coach brought him back to turn himself in. Oh, that is weird. What's going on in the SEC?
It's Georgia, dude.
It's Georgia.
This is their, I believe, if my memory serves, their 78th player arrested for huge speeds.
So his mother was in one car. He was in another car. His mother ran a stop sign, and they pulled her over.
Okay.
And then he was in the car behind, and he sped past his mother and the cops at more than 100 miles per hour.
Oh. I'm going to beat you home, Mom.
Apparently.
That old
like
bit.
That.
My kids like that.
I don't know
bit.
Where the cruelty
beat
to children,
home.
Other than, you know, obviously endangering children by driving
that
fast.
But
I don't I don't know where the cruelty to children comes in here.
107 miles an hour.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, they had a wreck that killed a Georgia football player and a recruiting staffer in 2023. They've had several guys arrested for, you know, maximum speeds. It's, that is, it's bad as it gets, dude. So there's no positivity on a Monday.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Let's don't.
Negative Ben.
And more don't do this for a Monday.
That's how we used to do it.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The
if
Fan.
If I missed any crowdsourcing of do this, I'm very sorry. Yeah. People are very excited. We talked about going to have pizza in Chicago.
Yes.
Hot beef, though.
People want some hot beef.
People want some hot beef in Chicago. There should be some time to get some hot beef in Chicago.
Well, I mean, I think we make time for hot beef.
You got to make some time.
You've never had a real hot beef sandwich.
I have not in Chicago. We ate a lot of hot beef in Philadelphia.
We did.
When we were there.
It was delicious.
And it was fantastic. Now,
this is different.
This is a different version of hot
different
beef.
Different version.
My buddy said he went to, like, they have the like sandwich shop from the Bear.
The Bear.
He goes, it's not novelty. It's just as good as it looks on the TV show.
Because that show makes your mouth water.
Highly recommend.
You can't, it's hard to even watch that show sometimes.
I know.
Because you're like, whew. I always find myself in the kitchen doing something, you know, making something a little fancier than it needs to be after I watch The Bear.
The show does a really good job of making you hungry and depressed.
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's a heavy show.
It's a heavy show. They call it a comedy, and it wins awards for being a comedy. It's really not that funny. There's some funny parts, but it's really a depressing, sad show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a drama.
Yeah, it's a drama.
Yeah.
With some lighthearted moments.
Would they call that a dramedy?
Yeah, they used to.
Oh, I told Dub J said you can't leave us hanging on what Woodsy thought should have been the doo-doo this story. I didn't have one.
Travis Kelce hugging Kareem Hunt after he fumbled. Again, it was not. I'm not saying it was
a
good idea.
Live on the radio with that one.
Not saying it was a good idea.
Live
I'm
on the air.
Off the air, there are no bad ideas.
A teammate. Well, then you know what? How about this? I'll come over here after your
nice big hug.
Keep trying.
Thank you.
We got you. I got your back.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. The Cro-Maniac himself, Craig Elston, will join us.
Do this.
To look ahead to tonight's playoff matchup at Snapdragon Stadium.
We can ask Craig if a soccer player has ever helped a teammate up who's fallen down.
No, they actually.
Would that be a good story?
They writhe on the ground.
Like
they're dead.
Ding, this guy here is dead.
He died. This guy here is dead, and you haven't called a penalty yet. He's dead. And then he gets right up, as always.
I love it.
Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast.
That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Craig Elston standing by on a huge night for SDFC. First, this hour on The Fan is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings certificates and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. We will talk with the Cro-Maniac Craig Elston right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. It's a big week for soccer in America's finest city. And joining us right now on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline, Craig Elston, the Cro-Maniac. But before we talk about SDFC, you got your soccer's gear on because it's time for another season of indoor soccer as well. I know you're very excited, Craig.
It sure is. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's great to be here. And yeah, I mean, today is a real special day for San Diego soccer fans with SDFC playing knockout against Minnesota and you know, three wins away from a championship. Do want to put on everyone's radar that this Friday is the home opener, season opener for the San Diego Soccers, your soccer team that's already won championships, 16 of them.
Multiple championships.
I've only got six rings, though, Woodsy. I won a seventh. I think this is the year. I do think this is the year. Team finished, you know, one win short of a championship last year. They're back loaded for bear. Brought in two of the best players in the league, native San Diegans, Nick Pereira, Chris Toth, coming home. The first match is Friday, 7 o'clock at Front Wave Arena against Empire. But what I wanted to talk to you guys and the fans about is what we're really working on at Soccers to make our match day experience really exciting. And our goal is to get folks to come an hour before the game when our gates open at 6 o'clock. I'll start you off with what we're going to do right after warm-ups end at 6:30. This is brand new and we had to push it through the league. It's called the trick off for the kickoff. So when both teams are done with their warm-ups, one player from each team is going to come to the middle of the field. We're going to have three judges that we bring down from the stands and we swear them in for their objectivity. And then each of those players is going to have 20 seconds to do as many cool tricks with the soccer ball as they can. And whoever does the best trick off, their team wins the opening kickoff.
Wow.
They get the kickoff.
No they coin flip.
I thought it was like a Chili's gift card or something for an audience member. No, it's just a real
part of the game now.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not going to, you know, beat around the bush. I've been very inspired by what I saw from Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
Right after that trick off is going to be the Super Soccer's pregame show where some of the players who aren't in the lineup that day are going to do fun stuff down on the field.
Nice.
With
dude.
Fans, you know, little races, little games, little skits. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's all aimed at family. It's all aimed at youth and having a great time. And then, of course, our indoor soccer product is second to none. It's just so dang entertaining and fun. So check it out, frontwavearena.com, sdsoccers.com for tickets. But try and get there a little bit early on Friday, see what we're doing. And I think you're going to want to bring your family back for more.
No stilts, though, I would assume. No stilts. No one
on
stilts. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We're working
it's
on
the creepiest
that.
Thing you'll ever see.
If you catch a soccer
see.
Ball in the stands during the game, is that count as a goal or something now? I just want to make sure. Okay.
A free kick for the other team or something? I don't know. There's a million different ideas.
The kickoff's the best I could do. That
you know what? That's marketing good, genius. The name alone is marketing genius.
Yeah, it is.
You marketing genius. All right. No trick off for the kickoff tonight. Standard playoff soccer for SDFC and a game that, I mean, we're tearing from Amal Pellegrino on Thursday when I was out of practice, and he said, honestly, we dominated them the last time they came here, Minnesota. And yeah, they beat us 3-1. And it really should have been 3-0. It was 3-1 until stoppage, or 3-0 until stoppage time.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs now. And if that happens, your season's over. Yeah. It makes this game just like so stressful as a soccer fan.
This is the one, guys, I've had circled since the start because of who Minnesota is. You know, when you've got two teams that want the ball, that want the ball on their foot, that want to press, that want to attack, you're going to have a real clash. When you've got one team that wants the ball on their foot and one team that doesn't, you know how the game's going to go. And we know how tonight's game is going to go. San Diego is going to have the football. They're going to have more possession. They're going to complete more passes. They're going to complete more passes into the box. They're going to have more chances. That's how Minnesota United plays. That's their game plan, is to not have the ball, to defend. They have the best goalkeeper statistically in the league, in Dane St. Clair, who won MLS Best 11 this year. He had 12 saves the last time SDFC lost to them. Wow. It was because of St. Clair. So their goal is, their goalkeeper plays great. They defend, they defend, they defend. And then, guys, Minnesota United FC is the world's most aggressive set piece team. The Guardian did an actual breakdown, and literally of all the professional soccer clubs in the world, in every league
on the planet,
Minnesota United FC is the most aggressive at throw-ins into the box and set piece kicks into the box. So what they want to do is guard, 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 defend, 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 set piece goal. You're down 1-0. Now what are you going to do? And that's their whole game plan. SDFC, they want to be on the front foot, get that first goal, and take Minnesota out of their game plan.
Man, you got me a wreck now. I woke up a wreck already, like bubble guts. I know you're a wreck, but I now you've got me after that. I'm a wreck. I'm so fired up for this game.
Oh, you said a wreck.
A wreck.
I think I could have
said
something else.
No, not erect. I'm not even.
I was like, there's pills for that.
I'm up. I wouldn't need them.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm still fine.
Ask your doctor after 4 hours.
I'm fine in that department for now.
Thank God.
But I'm a wreck. You got me all nervous for this.
I'm nervous and excited. And that's how I'm going to be all the way until 7 o'clock. I've been saying it a lot. I think the first half matters in this sense. If SDFC's up one, love it. 0-0 is what Minnesota wants.
All right,
obviously, they want to be ahead one, but they want 0-0.
Devil's advocate. SDFC has had 2 weeks to strategize, prepare for all these set pieces. That should help offset a little bit of it, you know, watching a lot of film. They know what they're going to do. They're not going to get caught off guard by what Minnesota's trying to do in this game.
I agree with that. And, you know, the thing about Minnesota is they don't even score on most of their set pieces. What they're hoping for is that bounce. They're hoping for the ball to carom off somebody. They're hoping to have somebody in the right place to tuck in a rebound. That's kind of the whole way that they go. So this is a classic styles make fights. And you've got one that's trying to come in and punch you in the middle of the ring. And then you got the southpaw that's backing off and trying to dance. And that's who Minnesota is. They're going to be the dancer here. We're going to be the ones trying to land the punch.
Looking ahead now, we have the other three results are already in from the conference semifinals, including a penalty kick showdown between Vancouver and LAFC. I watched a little bit of that game, Craig. Did you see that, Woods? The free kick by Sun Myung-Him for LAFC to tie it, but then they ended up losing anyway in penalty kicks, and Vancouver goes on. So that's the opponent that is waiting SDFC. Should they win, and that game would be at Snapdragon Stadium. And then the other final is going to be Miami against New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's either, so you're either going to Miami to face Messi in the MLS Cup, or if New York wins, you could come and the MLS Cup could be here in San Diego.
Got to win.
Against New York, but you got to obviously win twice to get there. But it is possible SDFC may never have to leave Snapdragon Stadium on their road to a potential championship.
Ben, California dreaming. I mean, it's real. It can absolutely happen, but we all have to become New York City FC fans. And honestly, it's all about our side, right? You know, Minnesota is standing in the way, and it's not a bad season if you lose today. It's an incredible season, but it's the end of your season if you lose today. After that, it's Mueller and it's Whitecaps. I mean, what an incredible story. And for those guys to win, they were playing Woodsy 9-on-11.
Holy
in extra time.
Smokes.
Yeah, it was a red card and an injury after they had used all their subs and they couldn't sub out. And literally in the 123rd minute in extra time of the second extra time, it was post, crossbar, post for LAFC in one sequence. Ping pong, ping pong. Woodwork stayed erect. And that was the right, it wasn't wrecked. And they go on to win in penalties. So this is a really resilient club that's had their best season, Vancouver. But let's talk about our team with our best season and get through this one tonight.
I can't wait, man. Game's going to start at 7 o'clock on Apple TV. It's free, right? If you have Apple TV, yeah. You don't have mm-hmm. to have any sort of package or anything like that. Really, really good broadcast. Very, very excited for that, Craig. We got a few minutes left. Let's talk some Padres. Lack of activity at this point. I was bitching earlier because, I get impatient. Well, it feels like the bad news flows, right? You can't turn the faucet off sometimes. We lost Randy Jones. Our manager quit. We got a new manager. People were upset about that. They're going to sell the team. That faucet is seemingly flowing all the time. And then there's just little drip, drip, drip. Any surprises for you on the non-tender candidates last week?
You know, it's a pretty interesting list. I mean, you look at a guy like an Adelis Garcia, who just 2 years ago was powering my fantasy team
yeah.
with, 30 homers and 100-something RBI, and you think, well, why did he fall apart? Is there something there? Could that be a rescue candidate? Honestly, Jonah Heim,
I was interested in that, too.
Yeah, for all our 2023 Ranger rejects.
I mean, it checks all the boxes. It's Texas Ranger rejected. That has a Padres feel to it.
It really does. I thought the Nimmo for Semien trade was a really interesting my bad contract for years deal that maybe marginally favors Texas. But for us, it's the long waiting game, guys. I'm used to this. It's the last two off seasons. I think we're going to have this again. I think we're going to watch at the side of the river as a lot of things pass by. And then we're going to wait to get our catch a little bit down the road. And I'm kind of resigned to that. I'm kind of used to it at this point. It would be super exciting if they did something before the new year, but are you expecting it?
No. And, I'm certainly not expecting some sort of Pete Alonso deal or anything like that. For me, this team has a real lack of offensive identity and one of the worst offensive teams last year. I'd like to see them start to make some steps towards improving the offense with, a real top of the line, cutting edge type hitting coach. That's something that I've kind of put at the top of my list. It's got to start there, in my opinion. And I'm seeing a lot of those guys come off the board already.
Top of the line, cutting edge hitting coach. Sounds AI. Already have Michael Berdar?
We did.
I thought he was AI.
We did. I don't know that he was cutting edge, though.
They thought he was. I don't
did
know
they?
That
he ever, got cut.
He did get cut. That's true.
And then finally, Craig, a little crossing streams. Cassidy, yes. One of our tier ones, tweeted us over the weekend with an opening screenshot of Plurva saying, well, this will determine if I can ever trust Ben and Woods on their opinion. I hope she enjoyed it the way that I have so far. I also started on Woods' recommendation. Was it The Beast in
Beast in Me?
The Beast in Me with Claire Danes. First episode drew me in. That was great. And I have not watched actually episode 4 yet of Plurbus, saving it for a little Thanksgiving family watch later this
really
week.
It's really good.
I caught up on that one. It messed my brain up yesterday, and I caught up. I finished All Her Fault as well.
So I got hooked over the weekend. I meant to text you, Craig. I had gone on this big long rant about Taylor Sheridan shows and how, they're pretty predictable. Right. You got the, she's an alcoholic, but she's got an edge to her. Right, the same thing. So I give Landman another shot over the weekend. I'm done. I'm all in. I fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I realized? I realized that Billy Bob Thornton is an American treasure, and he may have the most comforting way about him of any actor I've ever. I love his voice. I love his delivery. I love his FU attitude. You feel like that's the real guy on screen. I love everything about that dude, and I go, yes, I'm in. And I watched it, and I fell in love with it, and I'm ripping through it right now. It's really well done.
I'll give you something just from the complete opposite end of the spectrum to wrap the segment. I had given up on The Chair Company,
and
a lot of people told me stick with it, and I did go back to it, and I think it's the most crazy-ass, insane production that is just in media. In 2025, it is absolutely outrageous the lengths to which Tim Robinson will go.
It's good.
And Zach Kanan, a couple of times you're gonna go, what did I just watch? The end of episode 5 in particular, but it's I stuck with it, and I would say recommend sticking with it. It certainly is not going to be for everybody. But if you like way, way out there humor that is willing to not be constrained, the chair company is that.
He's a genius, by the way. Like,
I started and I'm like, Craig, I gave up after a couple episodes. Like, I don't know that I want to even see where this is going anymore.
He's a genius. But, like, that dude is a comedic genius, in my opinion.
It's almost like Nathan Fielder in terms of, like, it's designed to make you uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
At times. Yeah. And so you have to kind of agree to sit in that. And that's why I stopped it too, Ben. And then some of our patrons at Padres Hot Tub were like, oh my God, did you see episode 4? Did you see episode 5? I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try. And I had to tip my cap in respect to the insanity. I'm like, if you're going to be that crazy, man, I'm here for you.
Good stuff, Craig. We will chat with you after the holiday. Happy holidays to you and your family. And hopefully an SDFC win and another playoff game would be on Saturday, by the way, if they win. They've already announced that at 6:00 at Snapdragon if they win.
So let's see. Maybe I'll be back talking to you about MLS Cup next week.
It's possible. Yeah. Wow. Next Monday, they could be in the finals already. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Craig Elston on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Now, you've teased us at like 6:35 about something that I have no idea where you're going here at 8:00.
Apparently, your old pal Woods is still has the ability to get under people's skin. And it happened in a youth sporting event Friday night.
We knew this day was coming.
It's not on video, is it, somewhere?
I don't know.
Is it going to end up on TMZ or something soon?
Now, I'm going to explain. But, oh, my God. Here we go.
And if you were there, call in.
I did meet a couple of tier ones after that saw everything.
2 hours I'll down. Explain. 2 hours to go. Ben and Woods back next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.